At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. BXY Mornings on the number one hip music station, 98 BXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
It is time for the vibe check this Thursday morning. What's up, guys? We're just checking in. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just...
in.
On those good vibes. This is your best one yet.
I know.
You're on fire today. It is July 17th. Our friends are here. Let's get over to them.
What is happening this morning?
Are you straightening your hair?
No.
Something's burning.
Absolutely not. I'm what curling it. All right. Let's see here. Who is here? We have Kevin weighing in. Kevin says, good morning. How is everybody? Vibes are high today because I'm not going to work. No, you are not, Kevin. Don't go to work.
Hey, what's up? Is everything okay?
We fully support you not going to work, so... do what you need to do. Ashley's here. She said, hi, vibes are good this morning. All of my kids are cooperating so far for summer camp, so that's a mom win for me. Getting up at 6 a.m. to go to summer camp is diabolical, but
oh my God,
what you need to do.
Yeah, that is...
She's like, mommy's got to work to pay for your camp.
All week, too.
I know. And then who else is here? We have our girl Katie here as well. She said, vibes are in a good spot today because I'm finally leaving my toxic boyfriend or ex, she should say.
Yeah, pop off.
See ya.
Good for you.
Bye, queen.
Spill the tea. Like what?
I know. Get into the nitty gritty.
What happened? It's like, I can't stand when people on Facebook, we get all invested in a relationship and then it's just over, pictures deleted. It's like, hey, we need closure. What the hell happened?
Absolutely. Absolutely. What about you? Vibes?
Vibes are just sky high.
Good.
Yeah. So far, no side effects with that new cholesterol medication.
Well, you have to take it for there to be side effects.
Yeah, no, I have been. But for the most part, yeah, I think I might... come out tonight for Party in the Park.
Come through.
Yeah, I might come through tonight.
Yeah.
It's going to be a pretty decent night, I think, as far as the weather's concerned.
Yeah. I'm hosting Cruel Summer tonight at MLK Park, Junior Park, right in the heart of downtown, the Taylor Swift tribute band for Party in the Park. So come through. Come say hi. I'll be on stage. If you want VIP, I can maybe talk to somebody. I don't know.
All right, well, just don't overpromise and underdeliver. Is that one of the reasons your vibes is up?
Yeah, tonight? Absolutely. Yeah. I'm excited. It'll be good. Obviously, I love Alyssa and Matt. They are friends of the show, family of the show. And I just love when the community comes together under the stars.
Sure.
With nice weather and vibes in the air. So it'll be good. I'm excited.
The food trucks, the music, the people watching is out of this world.
Out of this world.
In the city, of course. That's tonight. And what time's the show kickoff?
I think everything starts at 5 o'clock, 5:30-ish.
Yeah. Okay.
Because there's two different bands. So There's one band, and then Cruel Summer goes on. I think it's 7, but don't quote me.
Yes. Yeah. I was trying to think of the BB Dang is the other band that's performing, right, with Cruel Summer. We got to talk about this coming up on the show this morning. Thank you guys for the good vibes, too. There's new information that's emerged about the Crescent Beach restaurant in Greece.
I can't. It's a horror story.
It really is. And there's court documents that reveal that the restaurant received a letter of intent from a potential buyer. We'll tell you all about that coming up next. And the question we're asking is, when do you finally just burn it down?
Burn it down.
That's next on PXY Mornings.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
#1 hit music station 98 PXY.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze, welcome back to the show. There is new information that has emerged about the Crescent Beach restaurant in Greece, which has been abandoned for quite some time. Court documents revealed that the restaurant received a letter of intent from a potential buyer in April. Are we all in agreement that this place is cursed?
Burn it down.
It's been abandoned since 2013.
Well, like, then it was bought.
With multiple buyers promising to make it this glamorous waterfront property. Yes.
One of which went to jail. Or, I don't know, did she go to jail?
Not yet. Okay. When is it finally time to burn it down and restart it? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not right.
It's not right.
It's not right. It's like trying to move into a house where there's been multiple murders. Like, nothing goes right.
It's just trying to fit a
round
peg in a square hole.
Locals,
it's just not gonna work.
Are speculating that Wegman Companies, Inc. might be interested in purchasing the restaurant. Jay Wegman, vice president of operations, said that there's been no progression but declined to provide further details. Perfect. That tells us nothing. The restaurant's previous owner, Catherine Mott Formicola, forfeited it to the U.S. government last December after pleading guilty to money laundering.
Right.
Kathy's been a naughty girl, hasn't she?
She's been really very. Has.
We do not reward bad behavior on this show, Brazy.
What? I would just die for an update on her, but...
Well, Greasetown leaders confirmed there's a deal on the table, but did not disclose details about the potential buyer. So everything is hush-hush right now, but Catherine Mott, her sentencing was initially scheduled for May, but then they moved it to next month, early August. So then we're going to find out what's going on with that. The restaurant's previous owner, Catherine, forfeited it to the U.S. government last December after buying it, after pleading guilty to money laundering. So no, you can't do that, Catherine.
All righty. There it is.
Coming up on the show, we should go havesies.
Yeah.
On Crescent Beach.
For sure. Talk about lighting your money on fire.
Who is still having play dates with their son's ex-girlfriend? Julie from Fairport is getting vulnerable this morning and says she's sick of her mother-in-law hanging out with her husband's ex. It's disrespectful.
It's just, like, honestly weird.
I don't know. How can you possibly think this is okay? We're going to break down the full story for you coming up next on PXY.
98 PXY is free.
And always will be.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Welcome to the show. Thank you guys for tuning in. Julie from Fairport just got real vulnerable with us this morning. And honestly, I'm not trying to take sides, but shame on the mother-in-law.
Uh-oh.
Julie writes, "Hi, guys. Would you be so kind to air a message for me? I've been married to my husband for a year now, and the issue is that my mother-in-law is still hanging out with his ex like they're besties. They do girl lunches, shopping trips, happy hours, and it's gotten so bad that sometimes I find out after the fact that his ex was there. And I've talked to my husband about it more than once, and he says, 'They're just friends. Don't worry about it.' Not to spill all my dirty laundry on the radio, but his mom doesn't even know the real reason they broke up. His ex cheated on him.
Oh, God.
My husband never told her, and because of that, I'm pretty sure his mom low-key thinks I'm the homewrecker who came in and broke them up. I have tried so many times to play it cool, but I'm starting to feel completely disrespected. I feel like a side character in my own freaking marriage, and I'm so close to telling his mom everything just to make it stop, but my husband is adamantly against it. Does anyone know how I would get my mother-in-law to cut the cord with this ex without going full psycho and blowing up the secret my husband is too embarrassed to admit for whatever reason? Okay, what are your suggestions on this?
I can't believe he never revealed why they broke up. That's insane.
Right. I don't understand why the husband's keeping that as a secret from his mom. Is he embarrassed? Why does she not know that the reason her son and ex are no longer together is because she cheated on him?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, if a woman cheated on me and my mom was casually still doing girl lunches and spa treatments with her, I would raise some hell.
Well, I mean, we also need to take into account, like, we don't know the entire backstory of, like, if they were family friends prior or anything of that nature. But I do think it gets tough with that. Also, kind of weird on the ex for wanting that.
Well, to be honest, probably trying to stir something up.
Yeah.
You're telling me your husband is just casually chill about this. Babe, they're friends. Chill. What?
I mean, if he doesn't have to get involved, I guess it doesn't really affect him other than the fact that it's highly annoying.
Well, you know, men, they like to stay out of things. You know what I mean? They're like,
whatever.
Don't worry about it. That's our favorite line.
Don't worry about it.
Right. PXY, hello.
You guys are, this is crazy. You guys are so freaking insecure. You know, are you just kidding me right now?
Oh, hi, Teresa.
Good morning.
Listen. You know, so what if a mother-in-law likes the ex? Really? You know, how is that a crime?
You see nothing wrong with that. You're causing a wedge in between the relationship.
Come on. Listen, let me tell you something. I got three daughters, okay?
We know.
You
know,
my youngest daughter's going through a divorce for obvious reasons, okay? I can't talk about it.
Legally, yeah.
But and the guy's a total deadbeat, okay? He's dead to me, all right? However, sure. Let me tell you something. My oldest daughter is dating a guy who I freaking love. Okay. I love this guy. Okay.
She is dating him?
Well, she was dating him. She was dating. Listen, I tell her every day how stupid she is for leaving. Oh. You know, and two of us still talk all the time on Facebook. He's such a gentleman. He's such a great guy.
Teresa, Teresa.
Let me tell you something.
Teresa, listen. Mind your own business.
No,
okay.
Listen, you guys should learn something from this guy, okay?
Oh, yeah, right. Okay.
For sure. If this girl, Julie, is threatened, you know, maybe she's not that secure in her marriage, right?
Oh.
Okay? Don't punish the mother-in-law for having friends.
You are out of your mind. Teresa, how do you see nothing wrong with this?
That's right. Listen, these kids today are clueless, okay? So basically, this woman's mother-in-law found people she can hang with, you know, and connect with during her retirement. And she's jealous over that?
It's just first of all, you finding friends and friendship in your son or daughter's ex-lover is weird. Like, bringing them around, talking about them.
Come on, what is the big
deal? It is a big deal. Because
Julie chick is worried about, she's worried about a couple happy hours. Oh, my God. Don't make me laugh. This is crazy.
Teresa, put yourself in her shoes. What if your husband's ex was constantly coming around hanging out with your mother-in-law? You would have no problem with that? You would feel a certain way about
it. More power to him.
You are in such denial right now.
And you're also in the minority.
Listen, it sounds like Julie's got some insecurity issues, okay?
Right,
you know, my oldest daughter's ex is beautiful. If that person is a great person, there's nothing wrong with it.
Well, what does that have to do with anything?
All the time at Wedge Windsor at his job. The guy is freaking beautiful.
Time out. Teresa.
Don't get it.
What do you mean you run into him all the time at his job?
You know, don't even worry about it. The guy is freaking beautiful. Don't even worry about him
and wanting to date him.
Oh, my God,
oh,
Teresa.
Please. You two need to just stop enabling people on the radio. You're ridiculous. You know,
enabling?
Oh, I love you, Teresa. Wow. I got to let you go. First of all, I don't even know. You're retired. Thanks for being up early and listening to the show. But, my God, it's early.
Always up early.
Always have something
Listen,
to say.
Listen, I got to go have my coffee, okay?
Oh, yeah. You haven't done that already.
Too much for me.
Bye, Teresa.
Let me go have that.
All right. Bye, Teresa.
What just happened? No, what just happened? I blacked out. She needs help.
I wish I was as lucky as you were. Alyssa says, first of all, Julie, if you're listening, do not listen to Teresa. You need to tell your mother-in-law and your husband to snap out of it. This is not okay.
Right.
Alyssa says, I'm sorry, but this is insane. Julie's husband is spineless for letting his mom keep hanging with this woman. If he won't speak up, then yes, she has every right to.
Yeah, this person says, I'm sorry, but red flag from the husband. He should be in full support of his new wife and support the mom cutting the cord for that relationship with the ex. Also, did they have kids? Because that would make it a completely different story.
Did not.
So.
Yeah, they did not have kids. Hey, good morning, guys. Teresa might have had a point about insecurity, but she completely lost me when she called Julie jealous over a couple happy hours. Her son's ex cheated. It's not about drinks, Teresa. Teresa lost you when she called Julie jealous? She lost us when she said hello.
No, literally. I was like, sure. 98PXY
traffic. Things still moving pretty well out there for you on this Thursday morning. Thruway, no delays in either direction. All through the area, 490 through Pittsford. You're moving at posted speeds from the Thruway into downtown. 390 moves well from the Thruway up to 490. 490 on the west side looks good as you head into town through Gates. I'm Alan Carr with the latest from the Barnes Firm Traffic Center. Injured, call 1-800-8-MILLION. That's 1-800-800-0000.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton. The real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.